The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For my harvest to appear. For my reward to appear. For my delivery angel to appear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are breaking free our atmosphere. That is our prayer. We want to concentrate on the atmosphere. In Luke chapter 10,
verse 17 to 18.
The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. King James, I'm reading. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Thank God we have NIV on the screen. I forgot to bring my NIV Bible. I'm using my 26 translation Bible. So, verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen.
Amen.
The verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. You see, now, finish the reading, and then I will make my comment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
Ephesians 4, verse 2. Ephesians 4, verse 2.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 2.
Ephesians 4, verse 2.
Wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. NIV says, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 12, verse 31.
Yohani Homa, etidu mirunchimu edu esabako.
John 12, 31.
Yohani Homa, etidu mirunchimu edu esabako.
Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. Now, if you follow these scriptures and then you compare it to Daniel chapter 10, verse
7
to
18.
Why Daniel was fasting and praying to understand the prophecy of Jeremiah the prophet, that the captivity will last for 70 years. But the 70 years has come and nothing was happening. So Daniel decided to fast and pray. When you read Daniel chapter 10, verse 7 to 18,
and
the Bible says that whilst he was fasting and praying, Daniel did not plan to fast 21 days. There is a fast we call Daniel fast. It is a fast where you continue to pray until you get the answer. And Daniel was taking fruit juice. We also have Esther's fast. 3 days dry without water, food or water. That is Esther's fast. You don't fast beyond 3 days without water. After 3 days, you have to take water. Otherwise, you can kill yourself. So Daniel didn't plan to fast
21
days. But Daniel was just praying until he gets result before he stops. It was a persevering prayer. And the Bible said that when Angel Gabriel appeared, he said to Daniel, for I have now come. That was all the day Angel Gabriel was sent. The very day Daniel began to pray, God released the messenger Angel Gabriel.
But
Daniel was in Iran. So when the Angel Gabriel got into the atmosphere of Iran,
in
those days it was called Persia. The principality over Iran, over Persia, withstood Daniel and said, withstood Gabriel, thank you. And said, I won't let you go. I know you are going with the reply, the answer. I won't let you go. So there was a fight.
Look,
angels fight. If you know the fight that goes on in the spiritual realm, I laugh at people. People think they have money, or they are from rich families.
Look,
in my 35 years, I've seen things. I have heard things. So when I stand here, I'm talking, you see the way I talk with confidence. Somebody who was giving me 20 CDs those days, and he started bluffing me. Because I was preaching the truth. Sometimes you say, Pastor, the way you are preaching, your messages are too hard. If you don't take care, I will leave you and you will suffer. The third time he said it, I said, when you leave
me,
God will bring somebody better than you. I said it before the main ministry executives. And immediately I said it, they all bowed their head. Because they felt this is a big man. If we lose him, I say, you know, I respect people. But if you want to use your wealth or your position, I will put you where you are. Because I've seen some. The first Ghanaian agronomist is my uncle.
I said, no, Fao.
1974, when you go to the airport residential area, 1974, we call his house the gate that talks. The gate that talks. When you press the bell, you hear a voice. Who are you? Who are you? Before you enter,
airport residential area there.
If I tell you, how the man died. America, UK, it was like from here to Kumasi.
America, UK, I saw Kumasi.
If It was my mother he came to.
Me ma main china all buy here.
To buy freezer, you remember?
Say me ma main
freezer.
I come in freezer and Tibeto.
To buy his the last thing is freezer.
Ni ade twa to ye freezer na menye sika to dia ne di.
And I told my mother, don't buy.
And I began to tell my mother, Mama, man,
when your brother or somebody is in trouble and give you some, don't buy. Give him money to go and eat. Another person can buy, but you don't buy.
Help the person.
I am talking about, look, airport. He sold 3 houses in airport.
Now, airport or Otonai, Adaya Makuma
Kuya. 3 houses in Dansoma.
Dansoma, so Adami
and
South
Tony. And lands. He sold everything.
And Sasi Oton Tony.
Finally, he became a pastor.
And we know Obeyo Sofo.
At the age of 75.
Emra Wenya, Infrisia, Edio Song, Enum.
And for 10 years, 85, he died.
Now,
he became a by force pastor to some church that it was a Saturday church. They don't eat meat. They don't eat a lot of things.
See,
not a proper church to. Let me tell you something.
I see. Okay, we are trying.
This week, we are dealing with atmosphere. Do you know the family he came from? His brother was a pastor. In the Presby Church. One day when he was preaching, you know the Presby, you climb. The puppy is at the top. You climb. As he was preaching, the church, they haven't seen somebody under anointing.
Hey,
he removed the coat, threw it away. Fire. Jesus Christ, people say, Charlie, today, God is in our midst. Before they realized, he removed the clerical. Before they realized, he started unbuttoning the shirt. Before they realized, he has removed the shirt.
No,
then, at that point, they said this anointing is going to another level. So, madness has come. The man just became mad. Mental problem from there, they sent it to asylum. Please, let us examine the atmosphere around us. The atmosphere you carry determines the happenings around you. I respect rich people who are spiritual. I respect them. Rich people who love prayer. Like the late Nana Mankwa of the Biwata Construction, who I took as my spiritual father. Oh, that man canceled me.
Oh, Sabape, I know to me for.
In fact, my marital life, the year I married and everything, it was by his counseling. Learn to take people who are older than you as your friend, your best friend. Beloved, there is a spiritual atmosphere. And that is what determines the happenings around you. There are battles in the air. There are principalities. National principalities, environmental principalities, regional principalities, tribal principalities, they operate in the air. So you see,
it is all here.
The Bible says, in fact, the Bible describes, I sent today's topic to many of you on your WhatsApp, eh? Yes, so You can see. Let me just go there and see what I've sent to.
I see what the native no to WhatsApp so WhatsApp so.
You see, when you look at like I said, what occupies your atmosphere determines what happens around you. Examine your atmosphere.
You know,
and examine the atmosphere of people you interact with. Examine the atmosphere of the house you live. Examine the atmosphere of people who get close to you. In fact, when you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in different versions, Satan and his representatives, who are principalities over nations, are called the prince of the power of the air. These powers in the air, they influence the world systems. As we've seen in the same verse. In fact, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 10 to 11, one of the judgments that was brought on
Pharaoh,
God told Moses to pick ashes and cast the ashes in the air. And as Moses cast the ashes in the air, the Bible said that boils broke out.
I said,
I didn't know me for time. I will let somebody go and get ashes right now and you throw it in the air. We see whether boils will come on anybody.
Now,
what caused the boys to come? Look, there are spirits in the air. There are demons in the air. I can't hear you. Tukwe, aha. Tukwe, they throw tukwe. Tukwe to the throw.
Now, you call, you know, my tukwe na ya moto.
The moment they throw, the demon in the air.
Well, tukwe, you know, I never know where we
are. Takes over and begin to manifest it.
Now, I'm far not the edge, you man.
There are myriads of powers in the air.
Now, and tukwe, stronko, where we are.
Moving around us. I'm telling you. They fight marriages. They block things.
We see near crying.
Sometimes things happen to us and we think they are natural.
You see,
the victorious Christians is the one who balances spirituality and then natural. You stand in the middle. You don't become over super spiritual so that even when you are eating, you first have to bind the demon in the soup. You bind the demon in the plate. You bind the demon in the fufu. You bind the demon in the mortar that they used to bind. Binding all these demons, the food has become cold. When you are shaking hands with somebody, No. That is super spirituality. I'm a pastor. I know what I'm saying.
I see. Or yourself,
so when Moses threw it, the evil spirit were commanded to turn those things into boys. Beloved, this week we want to deal with the air around us. That's what we call the atmosphere. The atmosphere around you determines a lot of things. And we carry atmospheres along. We carry atmospheres along. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 This week, your atmosphere will change. There will be a shift in your atmosphere. I said there will be shifts in your atmosphere. There will be shift in your atmosphere. There will be shift in your atmosphere. I don't know why this thing is coming. I don't know whether I can say it. I challenge a lot of prophets. I was telling somebody. I said, this thing you say is from your own mind.
I say, I said, okay, wait there. If you want to dream more.
People who are prophetic maniacs. I don't like to get closer to
them.
Because when you get closer, they are also expecting you to speak something. And if you don't take care, you want to look like others. When God is not speaking, then you are forced to say something. And then later your conscience, you can't sleep. Because you have lied. I told somebody, this thing is from your head. And I told the big man, don't mind him. He wants your money. This man, come and see.
Oh,
and you know,
now in him.
3 weeks.
Now give me answer.
What I said. It happened. So later the big man called me. How did you know?
Now I see now you didn't know.
I say I'm a prophet.
I see my gasami on commissioni.
Only I don't call myself.
Now me I'm a frame on commissioni.
I am a dreaming prophet.
Yeah, on commissioni I mean so that.
Last week Tuesday.
Now
I dreamt about trouble that was coming on Assemblies of God. Big trouble. And I wonder how that can happen.
So,
when I woke up, because I had prayed about 4 hours. From Monday night to
Tuesday.
And 6 o'clock, I decided to go and sleep. I think I started praying around 1:30 or so, something. When it was 6 o'clock, I wanted to go and sleep. I spent less than, every day I should pray about 3 hours, I should pray 4 hours. If I don't pray at all, 2 hours. Speaking in tongues for 2 hours. So, I was just quiet, and then the Holy Spirit prompted me, and I called this big man. And I said, Dela, where are you? I am coming to the office.
I said, my office is here.
He came and we prayed for 1 hour. We prayed the breaker prayer. We break this organization free from this trouble. We break it free. Not knowing that the thing was supposed to happen on Thursday. At a meeting. That was when that trouble was going to come. The big man was also to be part of that meeting. That was why he came that we should pray. They got there at the meeting. And exactly. What we pray, we shut the mouth, we shut the gates, we close things. For the first time in Assemblies of God, they got to that meeting and they saw the power of God. So when this big man, I said, how did you know that the man was speaking from his mind? I said, I just knew.
I said, me who
I just knew. He saw the way I said, I challenged him. I was very sure. Beloved, develop yourself so that you don't become a prophetic maniac. Develop yourself. Look, we still need prophets to help us once in a while to unravel mysteries. But your daily leader should be the Holy Spirit. Your daily leader. Because prophet can speak from their mind. They can speak from their own desires. I'm telling you. I know. There are things I can't tell you. If I tell you people have prophesied that people will marry, all the prophecies about marriage, all those marriages are broken. Anytime you get a prophecy about marriage, be careful. And any prophecy anybody gives you, pray until you get the conviction. It's enough.
We are here.
Say tonight, Holy Ghost, change my atmosphere. Change the air around me. Say with the blood of Jesus Christ, let the day and night break an angel. Break free my atmosphere. Break free my atmosphere. Break free, break free, break free, break free. Liberate my atmosphere. Break free, break free, break free, break free.
Break free, break free, break free, break free. Break free my atmosphere. Break free, 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 break free my atmosphere. Break free, 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 break free. Break free my atmosphere.
Break free the air around me. Break free the air around me. Break free the air around me. Break free, 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 break free. Break free my atmosphere. Yes. Break free my atmosphere. Break free my environment. Break free my atmosphere. Break free. Break free. Break free. Break free. Break free.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, this friend of mine that I said he was threatening that he will leave me and I will suffer. And I said, if you leave me, God will bring another person. This is about 20 years ago, we're in the wooden stretcher. I spoke because I know the atmosphere he carries. He has been an occult guru before. And he has not yet finished his deliverance. Every year in August, an attack will come on his head. He will get a headache. The whole body cannot work. Anybody who gets closer to him, when you touch him, you also get sick. Because he has no wife, even though he has brought forth children with other women plenty. And then, so the family, nobody will mind him. I am the only one who go and stay with him. For 3 days. Pray with him. Then the headache will go. When he followed me to deliver assemblies of God, all the years he was with me, the headache never came. But when he said, because I am preaching hard, I am preaching the things he's doing, and he doesn't like it, so he left me. I laughed. I said, one day they will call me.
I said, that call my friend me.
I heard in the news
that
That Mr. So-so-so has died.
So, as I may see, who?
He was driving.
No, can't say.
When the headache came.
And it's here in by here.
That is the headache.
And no.
After 9 years. When he left me 9 years. The atmosphere. Say, breaker angel of God.
Breaker angel of God.
Examine my atmosphere.
Examine my atmosphere.
And the evil spirit.
And the evil spirit.
And the principality. And the power. In my atmosphere. Blocking my testimony. Blocking the answers to my prayers. Blocking my expectation. Blocking my delivery angel. As I clap my hands.
Break us free.
Angel Gabriel,
Emra Obafu Gabriel,
came to Daniel.
Oba Daniel Encheno.
From Daniel chapter 10, verse 7 to 8, he said, I have now come.
I see a friend of Maba.
That was not when he was released. Immediately, Angel Gabriel humbled himself. See, oh God, look. The moment God sees your heart, sincerity, and you focus, he releases the answer. Gabriel was sent the very day Daniel began to pray. Daniel did not decide to fast 21 days. But Daniel fast is that you keep on praying until you see. You don't stop until you get see the
answer.
If Daniel had stopped, Gabriel wouldn't have come. Let me tell you, your prayers facilitate the work of your angels. I said,
Na Sabre Gabriel be do no.
He said, I have now come.
I said, Vena Maba.
The very day you started praying.
And now fear is a bomb pain.
Your prayers got there.
Um pain no destroy him.
But for 21 days.
Now soon the friend will know about
the prince of the air, the prince of Persia. Persia. Delivery angel.
Detain my delivery angel.
As I clap my hand,
let the breaker
break up that power.
Break them down.
Affects your atmosphere, your words, your language. Let me say this because of the next prayer point we want to pray. We have two more prayer points, then we take communion. We are going to break free the atmosphere of people who are very close to you. And the atmosphere of where you live. Where your work is located, where your business is located. I've told you this before. My own pastor friend, Reverend Agbenyenu. The son got a scholarship to go and study. And his contribution, he was to pay about $6,000. That is all his contribution. He started praying. 3 months. Then I told him, God has answered. He said, how?
I said,
in my spirit.
Oh,
I feel a release. So now if you are praying, let's stay in the topic. Say, but nothing is, I say, God has answered.
I think
I've said that thing here before.
And so I come up praying.
Not knowing the day that I said God has answered. One of his members in America.
Yeah, na call America.
Since he went,
if he brought quiet,
for a long time,
he
has not remembered his pastor.
Unkindness of Umpuda.
But that day,
fact,
a week to that time, within that 3 months, sometime the pastor thought will come.
Then
he found somebody coming to Ghana.
And the Oba Ghana.
And he put $6,000
in
the envelope.
And he said, could you go?
He wrote the pastor's name,
phone
number, house number. The man came and went to that house. Who did he meet first? House girl.
He met
the house girl. Say, is it the house? Of, say, no.
Now, see, Papa, if
nobody lives here like that. Meanwhile, since he came,
so
he has been calling that number.
Well, friends, that number is,
the number will not go through.
Number nine, Koda.
He went there the second time. Who did he meet? He met a boy, a tall boy, some boy. He said, no. Nobody lives here like that. Then he said, who lives here? Then the boy mentioned somebody's name. He went the 10th
time
and met a woman
who
looks like the madam of the house.
Said,
no. No, nobody like that is
here. Oh,
Reverend, he lives at Westland. Westland, just Westland here.
At Westland. Westland.
After, when you are going after from Philly Station, inside there, left inside there, his house is there. Not knowing that,
now we even know.
You know, this guy was living 3 houses from his house. So one day when he was coming out, immediately he got to his gate. The engine
ceased.
At that time, Reverend was also coming with his driver from town. They were about to bring into the gate. This man has brought the gate. So the car stopped. The Reverend came down.
Said,
oh, Mr. Man. The man started begging. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know. Please. So they started helping to push the car. Then the man said, please, is it your house?
Said,
yes. What's your name? Reverend
Akwenyenu.
The man hit the bone.
So
then the man said, is that you?
Say
yes. This is my number. The man said, look, let's go inside. I'll be here 3 times. When they went inside, they called everybody in the house. The man said, none of this. All the people I met at the gate, they are not any of this. You don't know the spiritual realm. Look, if you know, if you know what is blocking your blessings, if you know what is hanging around you, you have no idea. You have no idea. Look, the man started shaking. And the man took Reverend Agbenyanu to his house. Look, from Reverend Agbenyanu's house, when you count 1, 2, 3, the fourth one was where the man
is.
But for 3 months, he couldn't deliver the envelope.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people are coming to you? And something blocked them? Do you know your blessings that are coming? Say, my Father in heaven, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost fire, let the breaker angel examine my atmosphere. Examine the people around me. Examine the place I live. And the demon. And the principality. And the power. And the blocker. And the hijacker. And the snatcher. Around me. In my atmosphere. As I clap my hands. Let the breaker.
Destroy blessed hijackers. Destroy snatchers. Destroy anyone who has locked my blessing. Anyone standing at the gate of my blessing. Anyone standing at the gate of my blessing. Destroy them. Anyone standing at the gate of my good news. Anyone standing at the gate of my good news. Destroy them. Yes. Destroy. Examine my atmosphere. Examine my atmosphere. And destroy. In the hijacker. In the blocker. In the hijacker. In the blocker. Destroy them. Yes, destroy. Higher, lava, destroy them. Blockers of good news. Blockers of good news. Blockers of my blessing. Destroy them.
Amen. Say, let the breaker angel of God,
let the breaker angel of
break
God
free my atmosphere,
break free my atmosphere
for my testimony.
My testimony
to appear
for
my harvest,
to appear
for my reward,
to appear
for my delivery angel,
to appear
for my sponsors,
to appear
for my destiny helpers,
to appear
for my financiers,
to appear
for my blessings,
to appear
as I clap my hands, break through my
Let my testimony appear.
Listen to me. Anybody who is a star in the family, you must pray like Daniel. Because the blockers. Madam Akofa in Denmark, the imposters, the blockers, who parade the corridors of your atmosphere. Look, anyone in the family who has a heart for people to be helped, you are generous, your heart, you want to see people progress. You are the star of the family. All the forces will parade. They will say, ay, ay, ay. Look, those who are hard and weak in the family, they are not the stars. So I'm telling you, those who have the heart, free heart, they give. They are generous. They help people. Your battles. Because they know that when you break through, the whole family will break through. Listen to me. This week, you are the last stop.
Yes.
I say you are the last stop.
Amen.
This week, those powers are breaking up.
Amen.
They are breaking up.
Amen.
They are breaking up.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
I am
the star of the family.
I therefore declare today all the powers
parading my corridors, preventing my blessings, blocking my stars, all the powers,
because I am the star.
So the powers are parading my atmosphere.
The imposters have occupied my atmosphere.
As I clap my hands, let them be arrested.
Let the breaker angel arrest them and nail them.
Break them up. Arrest them. Around where my business is located.
In the negative atmosphere.
Let the breaker angel break it free. I see light. There is a strong light that is penetrating the whole place right now. And the Lord is saying, my light has come to free your atmosphere. 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 Say, my Father in heaven, I receive the broken body and the blood of Jesus Christ. I eat and drink to break free my atmosphere. To break free. Why they are seven? They are seven. So why they are seven will be declaring. When we finish, then we shall take. Say, by this broken body, and the blood of Jesus Christ, I break free. 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 I
every negative atmosphere.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the broken body.
I break free.
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 I eat and drink.
To 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 break free.
I eat and drink.
Kataka shaka.
Likakara kata.
Ikekekerekete.
Ikerekekerekete.
Lebrokotoria darababe. Rakata la basedere macabrade.
Kayataka. Likratorete seke makayande. Shalikriteke rama santele karanto. Zibreketeke barakata kamayi.
Makarabaseke tele basaya.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Has everybody been saved? Has everybody been saved? Say by faith. By this broken body.
And I'm sending for the air.
Now break it right now. Just break it. Break it. Say, as I break this broken body, in the same way, I break free my atmosphere. I break free my atmosphere. I break free my atmosphere. I break free my environment. I break free, I break free, I break free. As I have broken this, I break free. I break free the air around me. I break free the air around the people who are very close to me. My wife, my husband, my children, my friend, my house help, my colleagues, my colleague workers, yes, in my office at my workplace, any atmosphere they carry, any negative atmosphere that any of them carries, as I have broken this, I break it free. I break it free. I break it free. I break it free. By faith, I eat. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we eat right now? This morning after the podcast,
and I pray by well, I will be doing such, you know.
A couple from Abidjan.
A wife will be from Abidjan.
Who follow us?
I would be a cheaper.
They call me.
I'm a friend.
They say, Pastor,
I'm so sorry.
You just mentioned and chains of testimonies.
Oh, Bobo, and I see there two or so.
Uncountable chains.
And I said, yeah, won't make can be here.
They gave me 5 testimonies.
One madam said, yeah,
including an amount of 35 million something they have received.
Ah, million, and they are sent no more.
Big money.
Sikaka sefa.
Properties they have taken over.
And Japadia, Omakofa.
A sponsor they were looking for. The wife just stopped somewhere to buy
peas.
From a maize seller.
If you be on a brew hall.
The woman just started talking.
I mean, if I see
hey, not knowing the woman was a big woman.
No, so in the back.
And the woman just mentioned somebody they don't know how to get closer to that person. Let's go.
My uncle.
They just went to the person straight. And the person said, let's go. I'm giving it to you. Within seconds, chains of testimonies.
And
it has started.
And fear,
say through the blood.
Through the blood.
I drink.
I drink.
To liberate.
To liberate.
And to break free.
And to break free.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My testimony.
As I drink.
As I drink.
I break free.
I break free.
My atmosphere.
My atmosphere.
For my testimony.
For my testimony.
To appear.
To appear.
Uncountable testimonies.
Uncountable testimonies.
Testimonies in chains.
Testimony in chains.
Let them begin to appear right
Let
now.
Let them begin to appear right
as
now.
As I drink the blood.
As I drink the blood.
By faith.
By faith.
I drink.
I drink.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink right now?
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.